This episode of The Truth includes strong language.
Layla, I am not eating that apple.
Oh my God, it's not going to hurt you.
You gotta do it. It's Dad's memories.
I don't care if you think you saw a memory dream or acid trip. In case you haven't noticed, that tree is growing out of Dad's grave.
Oh, come on, Terrence. You need to see this. It's like living through his eyes.
Yeah.
That sounds like a nightmare. What is wrong with you?
Okay, just stop playing and acting like you're not going to do it, because we know you're going to do it. We're going to make you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Just vag up and take a bite.
Okay, fine, fine. But y'all have to do it too.
Duh.
Already cut up the slices, bro. Let's go.
All right.
Ready, y'all?
Yeah.
Same time.
Cheers.
D, have you seen my Reese's Pieces?
I don't know, baby. I'm elbow deep in dishes.
Leave me alone. Dad, make her stop.
Did you move them?
I do not touch your lucky game day can. Dad, finally got it.
Well, they're not here.
Quit hitting yourself.
It's okay. Dad, it's not like we can't get more.
Dad, help.
My goddamn Reese's Pieces.
Kids, go in the other room. Mommy and Daddy need a minute to talk.
See what you did?
But Mom!
Out!
Come on, I'll race you upstairs.
What have we said about your temper?
I'm allowed to have one thing in this house for me.
They're just kids, you know. If they find candy, they're gonna eat it.
Well, you need to get your kids in line then.
They're your kids, too.
Not all of them. Sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
But you keep doing it anyway.
I know. Oh, baby, I'm working on it. I'll do better. I'm gonna go to the store.
Holy shit. So one of us isn't his kid.
What the actual fuck, man? I mean, was that what you guys wanted to show me?
Absolutely not.
We had no idea. Listen, we saw a completely different memory before.
Wait. Who do you guys think it is?
Shit, if it's me, that would explain a hell of a lot.
Oh, come on. He was hard on all of us.
Yeah.
Oh, please. You were the favorite one, please, golden child.
Oh, okay,
come
you know
on.
What, Terrence?
It's
just
true.
Retract
Terrence.
The claws for a beat, okay? It could be any of us. So I suggest we eat another apple.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I'm in.
Obviously, yes. Yes, I'm in too.
Good. Okay. I'm glad we're on the same page, because I wasn't going to let you leave anyway.
Great.
Bon appetit.
Over the course of our lives, we become these vast repositories of knowledge and experience. And we might try to pass that on to people, you know, like our family and friends. But some of us have secrets that we take to our grave. I'm Jonathan Mitchell. This is The Truth. And today's story is about a family uncovering a history they didn't know they had.
I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
And now back to Fruit of Knowledge.
All right, everyone, bite on three. One, two, two and a half, three.
How long are you going to be gone?
Not too long.
Why can't we just go with you? Yeah.
I have to work. And your Nana and Papa want you to stay with them.
Well, hello there, kids. Come on in.
Hi.
Ah, you have your little suitcases.
Mm-hmm. For Camp Nana.
Oh, of course, that's right. Nana will grab some cookies for you.
Yay, cookies!
Oh. Papa.
Leaving already, huh?
Kendra has softball tomorrow. Layla's inhaler is in the bag.
And Terrence?
He'll be fine. Make him play outside.
Hold on a second. You know, now that Delilah is gone, it's a lot of burden for one man to raise three children alone.
I need to go, Dad.
You know, what I'm saying is, with the situation you told me about, things will be a lot easier if you only had two kids to take care of.
What is that supposed to mean?
You've got their future to think about. No one's gonna blame you if you don't raise some other man's child.
No one is ever going to know.
I'm just saying you should be pragmatic.
I know what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm, and yet here you are.
I'll be back in a few days.
Uh-huh.
Damn. Papa was cold-blooded. Jeez.
Like father, like son.
I can't believe it. I had such a good time that week.
Yeah, I'm surprised he didn't just leave me there, though.
What?
Come on.
Why would you say something like
that? Come on, you guys saw how dismissive he was when Papa asked about me. Obviously, I'm the one.
No, you don't
honestly,
know that.
Honestly, it's fine. It's fine. At least it makes sense why he was the way he was to me. Ow! Ow, was that an apple? Damn, really, Kendra?
It fell out the tree.
Wait, y'all, it's rotten.
What? Wait, the tree just sprang up 2 days ago, and the apple's already starting to rot.
Okay, so we need to get going. Let's grab a good one.
Yeah.
This one.
Okay.
All right. All right, ready?
Mm-hmm. All right, Kendra. Fire him in there, baby.
Dad, can I please go to Ben's house? It's only a 5-minute walk.
Oh, there's only two innings left. Go sit on the bleachers with your sister. Here we go, Kendra.
Hello, Walt. Can we talk?
Why are you here?
I need to talk to you about our agreement.
You agreed to disappear.
Well, now that Delilah's passed away, things are different.
I don't care. As far as my kid is concerned, you don't exist.
I want a relationship with my child.
I'd like to see you try.
So that's how you want to do it?
Only if you mess with my family.
I guess some things don't change. You can't punch your way out of this, you know, and I don't give up that easy. You'll see me again.
Yeah, Kendra, that's my girl.
That was the guy? I have to say, that's not what I expected.
Seriously, I mean, he was like not even that hot.
Yeah, but I mean, he seemed mostly normal.
You mean like the kind of guy who might have actually been a decent dad?
Terrence, stop it.
What?
Dad is right here.
I guess I gotta track this guy down now.
Why? You think he was there for you?
I mean, it was my softball game.
Yeah, but we were right over there. I mean, mm-hmm. He could have been looking for any of us.
At my game, though.
Yeah.
All right, whoever it is, we're still family, right? Layla, right?
Of course we are, yes.
Okay. All right, so let's get to the bottom of this.
Okay.
Give me the knife. I'll cut the rest of them. All right, you take one. You want one? All right, so let's do it.
What does this say?
Pregnant?
Fuck!
I'm so sorry, Wally. I never wanted...
Don't do that.
I'm just trying to tell you.
Stop. Just give me a minute.
I'm going to take care of it. I'll make an appointment and we can put this whole thing behind us.
Wait. I think we should keep it.
Oh, Walt. I couldn't do that to you.
You wouldn't be. We'd be doing it together.
And what if I can't do it? I'd have to look at this child every day, dressing it, feeding it, watching it grow, holding on to this giant secret forever. You think you could handle that?
This is our family. I want to keep it.
Okay. I've got her.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. One of us almost wasn't.
Why couldn't he just tell us? Why did he have to leave us with this stupid tree?
Well, he wasn't exactly the talk about your feelings type.
He was just so frustrating sometimes.
Yeah, sis. Now we're getting somewhere. Let it flow through you. Drop those bombs.
Okay, really?
What?
For real?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to miss an opportunity to bring the perfect one over to the dark side.
Listen, you need to stop calling me that, okay?
Okay, all right. You're right. We're on the same team here. Lean to him. Read him the filth. He's right there.
Okay, you know what? Actually, why don't we put a pin in that and get on these apples before they turn into applesauce?
She's right. Come on, let's go.
Okay, fine. But we are going to revisit this.
Ah, Dad!
What the hell you think you're doing? Out of your mother's shoes?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Don't you sorry me, boy. Get over here right now.
Please, I didn't mean to.
What did I tell you?
Ow!
Bend over.
No, please. I'm sorry. Please, don't, please.
Don't you ever let me catch you wearing your mother's clothes again.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, Dee. I'm sorry.
No. That's not what happened.
What?
What do you mean?
He whipped me that day. I remember. He whipped me.
Honey, are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. I know he did.
Okay, but it was a really long time ago, and
long
you were really young.
No. How do you know he's not the one misremembering things? You know? Like they say, each time you remember something, you're creating a memory of a memory of a memory, you know, until it replaces the original event in your mind. How do we know he's not the one who's doing that? Maybe he's doing it right now.
Terrence, like...
What?
It doesn't feel like the kind of thing he would forget, you know what I mean? Like, none of these do. Terrence, what the fuck?
You
can't just stomp on all the apples. Calm down.
It was rotten anyway.
Ew, it's all over me. Gross.
Hey, I'll get the next one.
He will get the next one, but in just a moment. First, I was just sent this set of headphones from Master and Dynamic. They're really beautiful headphones, and they sound amazing. And these are wireless headphones. They work great. They look really cool, and they feel really comfortable on your ears, you know. And you can hear this podcast in a whole new way, or your music, or any other podcast, but it's definitely an upgrade to your listening experience. Visit MasterDynamic.com now through November 15th and use the code TRUTH for 15% off your new pair of headphones so you can start listening. Exclusions apply. There's a lot of reasons why you might see a therapist. You might be struggling with grief. You might have problems with relationships or stress. You might have trouble sleeping, meeting goals. Online therapy might be for you. BetterHelp is secure online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with a licensed professional therapist. And you can start communicating in under 48 hours. Visit betterhelp.com/truth and join the over 2 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. The Truth is sponsored by BetterHelp, and our listeners get 10% off their first month of online therapy at betterhelp.com/truth. That's BETTERHELP.com/truth. And now back to Fruit of Knowledge.
All right, count of three. One, two, three.
Layla, dinner. I got half veggies for you. What's wrong?
Nothing. It's fine.
Was it that boy?
I told you, it's fine.
What's this about you going to college and him
Daddy,
staying
stop
here?
Stop it, I'm fine.
I should have a word with him.
No.
Put his head on straight.
No, please don't.
I'm gonna
please
pay
don't.
Him a visit.
I'm pregnant. Wait, just stop, please. I need your help.
Please.
I talked to someone at a clinic in Glenville, but I need a parent to sign off before
After
they can...
everything I've done for you. Everything I gave up. And this is how you thank me?
I am so sorry.
How could you be so stupid? No, I can't.
Oh, no, please, Daddy. You don't understand. Dustin won't call me back. And I'm so scared. I can't do this by myself. Please, I need you.
Just give me what I need to sign.
Okay.
Don't ever make me do this again.
Yes, sir.
Layla, you never told us. Why didn't you tell me?
I didn't have a chance. You were already away at college. And it's not like I could talk to Terrence. My God.
Ouch, damn. I guess that's fair.
I just wanted to forget about it. But now, knowing that I was almost...
Mm-mm. No, their situation was totally different. Mm-hmm. You made the choice you needed to make.
Yeah, but he barely fought. He didn't even talk to me about it, really. Do you think it's because he didn't want me to be the one to have...
Layla, stop. First... No, we are not gonna let you do that to yourself. Shit, even if he didn't, he was an asshole to his family anyway. Oh. And he didn't deserve to meet his grandkids.
Terrence...
What?
He could be harsh, yes, but he showed up. He showed up for me, he showed up for Layla, and he showed up for you.
You know, then I wish he hadn't. I would have been much better off.
You don't mean that.
Yeah, I do. I do.
You're being emotional.
I said what I said, damn it. Layla gets it.
I don't know. I mean, yes, I'm mad at him and annoyed and lost and freaking sad. It's just, it's a lot, okay?
We're gonna run out of apples soon.
Okay. All right. Let's keep going. Hand me a piece.
What the hell are you doing here?
You forced my hand, Walt. I know we haven't been friends for a while, but I wanted to work this out as men,
you
not with lawyers and
you
paperwork.
You can come and show up to my front door and threaten me?
Well, I want to be in my kid's life. I know you can appreciate that.
You have 10 seconds to get the fuck off my property before I kick your ass into next week.
Go ahead and try it.
Man, please don't do this, Ernie. I'm begging you. Listen, you have every right to want to know your child, but it would tear my family apart. I'll never be able to show my face in town. But most of all, man, it'll be like losing a piece of Delilah all over again. What'll it take? I'll do anything.
Walt, stop it.
You want money? The car? The house?
Walt.
Just tell me, what'll it take, please?
$6,000.
$6,000?
$6,000 and I'll walk away. I'm in a tough spot, okay?
I don't want to hear that, man. It's none of my business. Ernie.
What?
Thank you for letting me keep my son.
Oh, fuck, man. I should have fucking known it was me from the beginning, man. You know, what the fuck did he want from me? He paid off my deadbeat biological father so he could disappear, and then what, I'm supposed to owe Dad for that now or something? Because I'm supposed to let him dictate my life? And he was fronting like he actually cared about me and shit? Where was that when I wanted to play computer games instead of fucking sports? Where was that when I wanted to go to art school instead of business school? Where was that when I brought home a guy instead of a girl the first time?
Honey, how can we help? What can we do?
Yeah, there's got to be a way that we can find this guy.
No,
yeah,
I don't.
Can connect.
No,
what?
No, Kendra, no.
You don't want to meet him?
No,
at least
I don't. I look. I just need a minute. I need a minute.
Okay.
There's one apple left.
What do you want to do, Terrence?
pocket. Last one, huh?
Lights out was 30 minutes ago. Don't make me tell you again.
Okay, okay. Almost done.
What's so important?
Just drawing.
Is that us?
Yeah. It's at King's Beach like we used to do.
Yeah, I see that. And your mother's there too.
Yeah.
That's not so bad.
Thanks.
My ears aren't that big, are they?
Yeah, they are. They're like mine.
I guess you're right. Listen, you can finish this up tomorrow. Get to bed.
Okay.
Terrence?
Yeah, Dad?
Good night, son.
Night, Dad. Love you.
Tear?
Fuck, man.
Hey, it's kind of nice, right? Having a tree here.
I don't even like apples.
To hear more original stories like this, go to thetruthpodcast.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Our handle is thetruthfiction. Fruit of Knowledge was written by Grant Cohen and produced by me, Jonathan Mitchell. It was performed by Anthony Franqui, Sharina Martin, Corin Wells, Craig Scott, Jennifer Fausch, Neil Tyrone Pritchard, and Franklin Ojeda Smith. The Truth is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX. We're a network of independent, listener-supported, artist-owned podcasts. And you can learn more about all the Radiotopia shows at radiotopia.fm. Our associate producers are Nicole Hill and AC Lamberty. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been hearing
The Truth.
Radiotopia. From PR.